Murphs, my man.
Yo, Tish, how's it blowing?
How's it blowing? I feel you, Murphs. Talk about the perfect storm, what?
I know, right? Totally took the attention off that snore fest of a budget last week.
Totes, and I looked so Independence Day standing in front of that big National Emergency Centre sign.
You also looked about 7 foot tall standing next to Boxer Warren. You should wheel him out for every press conference, you absolute beast of a man. Yeah,
that's why he's a junior minister.
High fives, Leo. Seriously, though, you are the crisis king. Emergencies are your thing.
So long as it's not an accident and an emergency. Oh. Hashtag those queues were like that when I got there.
Anyway, fair play for declaring an emergency and advising all those with non-essential jobs.
Yeah, like Coveney and Flanagan.
To stay at home for the day. That was pure genius.
I even gave the teachers an extra day off. Might stop them moaning about their stingy pay for a while.
And for once, the only ones getting flack were those happy pair dopes.
Oh yeah, it felt great condemning people for going for a dip hours before the storm came anywhere near them. Toast distracted from our inability to solve any of the structural issues.
The absolute bang of irony that we just established a rainy day fund. That didn't last long.
Oh, but that's the best part, Murph-tastic. We won't need to fix a thing.
No?
Cork is in bits, but sure, it's the one place that's actually improved by flooding.
Holy Hollister, dude!
The Fine Gael heartlands are untouched, and that's all that matters.
Maybe we should think about declaring an emergency at least once a month.
Oh.
Approval rating through the roof, shops doing an absolute bomb, huge public sector savings, and no one remembers fiscal's non-budget.
Yeah, but wait, old man, what's that I hear?
What?
There's a new report coming in from Wet Air, and apparently this is a ridge of high-no pressure foaming over Donnies.
Oh, and an area of low and brow pressure too. It'll be pouring now any minute.
Oh.
I'll call out Fiscal and the guys.
Great.
God, I fancy an Indian too.
Seems like everyone fancies one these days.
Oh, wow.
51% self-satisfaction rating. High five.
Oh, that was actually my face.
I know.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Welcome back to Liveline. The torture, the misery, the desolation out there, just the way Liveline loves it.
Yeah.
Jerry Murphy from Wet Aaron's on studio with us.
Yeah, I haven't slept there for about 3 days there. Hey, Joe.
Yeah,
hey.
Jerry. Well, some of us had to work in August once.
All right, hey.
Sheila's in Carrisavine. And Kerry, Sheila, tell us what you're seeing.
Well, I'm just in the hall at the phone. Mm. There's a few paintings and a wooden floor, Joe.
Not in your house, Sheila. Outside, has Storm Ophelia caused much damage down there?
Oh yeah, the shed's gone.
Gone. That's terrible.
Oh, it's quite upsetting. Yeah, I mean, do you know when it's going to be over, Joe?
Yeah, Jerry, the people of Kerry are confused and frightened even more so than usual. Can you tell us when, if ever, will it end?
Well, I'll tell you there now, Joe. Kerry probably got the brunt of the weather, hey?
Sure.
As a storm struck in from the southwest, hey, hitting it straight on.
Sure.
So it could be first county to see the winds ease there.
Okay, Philip's a taxi driver in Galway. You're getting pounded, Philip.
It's just desperate, Joe. You know, I can't take the care out, so I'm down at day's work because of Hurricane Hemophilia.
Oh, dear.
You tell Man Aaron fella that he should be shaming himself.
Jerry.
Well, Galway's been hit there quite hard there, hey, but thankfully the hurricane will move north eventually. But Man Aaron doesn't actually create the weather.
Liar. Man Aaron are part of a global Illuminati conspiracy.
He's gone. Moving on. Jenny's in Cabra. Go ahead.
Joe, the late on Friday was absolute muck. Who does that tubbity fella think he is?
Jerry, were you watching the late?
No, I was working on the overtime there, Joe. That was one of the nights I didn't sleep there.
Of course. Jacinta's in Limerick. Jacinta, how are things in Limerick?
Horrible, Joe. It's a scene of utter devastation.
From the storm, yeah.
From the recession. Where's Limerick's economic recovery?
Good question. Jerry Murphy, when do you expect the economic depression will lift from Limerick?
Well, there, that wouldn't really be for me now,
Jerry. Yeah, we're running out of time. Give us a number, Jerry.
The year 2025?
Joe.
Mark is on the line. Go ahead, Mark.
Yes, Gary, when the electricity is going to be back in Waterford, we're going f***ing mad without the telly here.
Yeah, Jerry, there's no telly in Waterford.
Yeah, that's in Waterford, is it?
That's right, yeah, Waterford.
Well, I tell you there, I don't work for the ESB there now, hey.
Well, that's an evasive answer, Jerry, if you don't mind. Ursula's in Cork, another place that's absolutely devastated by the storm. Ursula, what have you got to ask Jerry?
Yeah, hello. Do you have any good recipes for scones?
Scones? What?
Nevin Maguire, I'm a huge fan. I saw you at the Bandon Food Fair this summer, like.
Nevin Maguire, Jerry.
Well, a lot of people there do think I do sound like Nevin Maguire, so do.
Yes, you do. Come on. Jerry, any recipes for scones?
Well, maybe flour. Nevin Maguire, wait, let's see.
Yeah.
Rapeseed oil, Himalayan Yeti salt, all in a Ming vase.
How hot, Joe?
Yeah, how hot, Jerry? Go on.
Oh, a very nice long hot spell there. Highs of around 28 to 30 degrees for about a week, hey.
For a week there, yeah. Danny's in Kilgarvan. Try to keep it on topic, Danny. Go ahead.
John, this Jerry Villanow is talking through his hat.
His hat. Strong words, Danny.
Well, Danny, I'm actually a qualified meteorologist.
Tis in meteors that caused the storm. Oh. Tis fairy farts. People have been interfering with fairy farts in Kerry, and this is God's retribution alone.
Oh, there, guys.
Looking out at the winds there, you need a couple of pints in you to give you the courage just to get on a messy in this weather. And as for the road,
okay, Danny, we've run out of time. We have to go. Ray Darcy's up next. He'll be sharing a recipe for soup that one of his researchers googled 5 minutes ago. Good afternoon to you. Good afternoon.
This is Maureen on the last day of her mortgage.
You know, I can't believe that after 35 years, I finally own a semi-detached lump of pyrite in an area with a medium to high crime rate and within 100 kilometres of a hospital. I love the kitchen window because I can see the bit of the lawn that the bank sold to a Texas vulture fund. The sheriff, he was lovely when he came to evict the kids' slide in the swing set. The lawn is vacant now. I think they're going to put a data centre and a wind turbine on it. Eventually, like.
Maureen is a good girl for paying her mortgage.
I suppose I'm looking forward to spending time getting to know the house, because I had to work triple shifts for 30 years to keep up with the instalments when I was taking off my tracker mortgage. Oh, it'll be nice for the wee Wileen I've left before I kicked the bucket. The bucket is there for the leaks in the roof that I can't afford to fix because the government shafted me with the pension as well, you see.
Now, Maureen, we all partied.
I'll finally be able to pass the house on to my kids. They'll get a few quid out of it after the inheritance tax. Assuming, of course, they want to come back to Ireland after emigrating to countries with functional public services and accountability, where people actually do time for defrauding ordinary people, or at least lose their pensions.
We told you to shut it, Maureen.
I don't remember what my children looked like.
The Irish banks. We're backing Brave, because no one is brave enough to take us on.
I just wish somebody would just, you know, prosecute.
Quiet now, Maureen, and live in your hellhole till the end of time. Callan's Cakes.
God bless you, and God bless the last country in the world that treats me like a hero. The Republic of Era. Thank you. Thank you.
Never thought you'd end up here, huh?
Well, slap my ass and call me an intern. Is that you, Bernie?
Yeah, it is. It is now, Bill. Are you here with the missus, huh?
No, I heard Ophelia was blowing over here, so I jumped on a plane. Hillary's in the UK shilling her books.
She's not coming to Ireland.
No, she was already interviewed by some guy called Brian from the toy show.
He's a good fella, right?
Right.
Never asks any hard questions.
Yeah, she said she'd never been interviewed before by a man on his knees.
Yeah, that's him, all right.
So how you been, Bertie?
I'm grand, you know, apart from the scandals, Demand Tribune, the economic meltdown I helped him. Worst of all, me daughter's books. Still, people don't throw things at me on the street anymore. Well, much anyway.
Oh, right.
How are you getting on?
Well, I can't eat meat no more. I spent the last 13 years trying to get my wife elected as president. Everyone blames her for Trump, and most people think the economic collapse that wrecked the world economy was caused by my bank deregulation in the 90s, so okay, I guess.
The 90s, Bill.
They were the best of times.
The Celtic Tiger.
The first tech bubble.
Canary yellow suits.
Adoring crowds.
Dig outs.
Friendly interns.
good times. Here, look at.
What?
There's this Sky News reporter.
Now they never know anything.
Nothing.
No.
What say we go and give them an interview, Bill, huh?
Yeah.
We could take all the credit for the good things like the peace process.
Even though it was really Albert Reynolds and John Major.
And I'll say the boomier times were the great times.
And I'll take the credit for Barack Obama.
Good times, Bill, huh?
You were the man, Bertie.
Hey, Bert! ready?
I wished.
You bastard!
How are ya?
Up yours!
Hi there!
Sure it, Clinton, you dirty dope boy!
Oh, wow!
Ah, it's still great to be recognised.
We still have it, Bertie.
And we'll always have it, Bill.
Yeah.
The pension.
At least that way, I'll always be screwing someone till I'm dead. Oh, man!
Oh,
Switzerland, land of chocolate, cocoa clocks and Nazi gold. But tonight it's a land of opportunity as we found out who the Republic of Ireland will face in the playoffs to the Russia World Cup.
Denmark! Oh! Denmark!
Oh, FAI chief John Delaney was especially happy.
Oh, Jim McIntyre's come
shut your mouth, Delaney!
Later I spoke to the Republic of Ireland manager, Martin O'Neill.
Oh, not this twit again.
So we've drawn Denmark, we've got the coveted home leg in the Aviva. You look like a happy man.
Well, I was until I met you, Tony.
Just doing my job, Martin. So Denmark, it really is a dream draw.
Yeah, are you saying I'm in dreamland here, Tony? Because I checked my boarding pass and it definitely says Zurich.
Thanks, Martin. I don't know what I ever did to you. But Roy Keane,
yeah.
We avoided Italy. You must be happy.
Yeah, well, it's not a question of avoiding teams, Tony. You know, we're talking about the business end of the World Cup here. Nobody wants to avoid teams. That's crazy talk. It's matches we want to avoid.
And yet here we are facing into two more.
Yeah.
After the win in Wales, would it be fair to say that we go into them with increased confidence?
Confidence is always high, Tony. Everybody in Ireland set up wants to be in the World Cup. It's what every player dreams of. Apart from the concussed ones. And if we can get to the World Cup without playing a decent team, all the better. So am I glad we didn't have to get Italy in the draw. Of course I am. Do I want to go to the World Cup? Of course I do. Will I stay in the camp for it this time? Who's to say? Who knows what the Russian training facilities will be like and whether the balls will be inflated properly. As the Irish fans sing when they're trying to distract themselves from a lack of quality football on the pitch. Que sera, Tony? Que sera?
Very well said, Roy.
Martin, you yourself played with the Danish manager. I gather he even rented a house from you at one point.
What are you trying to suggest, Tony?
Nothing.
That as the lad's former landlord, I'm somehow going to hand over the keys of the Aviva to Denmark?
No.
That I would betray my country for a man who used to sleep in my IKEA sofa bed?
To be fair, it's not your country, Martin.
What?
Would you like some Swiss chocolate?
I'm sweet enough already.
How about some hard cheese?
Just get out.
Tony O'Donoghue, feeling bullied on the job, RT Sport.
RT News with Brian Jennings. A very good evening to you. The Erectus Committee on the Eighth Amendment has recommended that it not be retained in full. And so the issue is set to dominate the agenda and wreck our bleeding heads when the Dáil returns from its Halloween break. The recess will be the 17th week of holidays the Dáil has enjoyed since January. One of our 57 political correspondents now reports.
TDs went home last night after a gruelling 5.5 minutes work so far this month. Most of it spent shafting people from their own party who they share a constituency with. The Oireachtas Committee on Abortion, known in Leinster House as That F***ing Yoke, has been in crisis ever since it allowed people from the outside world with expertise into the building. Senator Ronan Mullen wasn't happy.
How dare the committee have the temerity to bring medical experts to testify on this issue, my precious? What is important is opinion, not facts. Save the eighth, my precious.
Fine Gael's ambassador for Colchis in Ranelagh and token repeal activist Kate O'Connell was angry at Ronan Mullen's anger.
Your man has no balls notion like, my body, my choice, repeal. I'm a Brady's ham sort of woman and I am not afraid of nothing. Hit the dip, spuds!
Meanwhile, pro-life campaigner Matty McGrath was unintelligible.
You see, there are all of the people there in the way they turned down the Wellington boots, USA tin of biscuits, and they're not by the ditch of gold, and we're not going to dial up into a pallet.
I also met a pro-abortion activist who was returning from his 22nd march of the day.
Yeah, like, repeal is so important because, like, everyone who eats in Crackbird says so. And they've way cooler jumpers and stuff.
And so the abortion debate is parked for another few weeks as the Dáil takes a break. So far this year, it's only had its St. Patrick's fortnight break, Easter recess, the making Leo Varadkar cool month-long holiday, followed by the We Don't Give Two F**ks fortnight and the summer recess. Generic political reporter who used to work for a newspaper back when they had newsrooms, RT News.
Now, the weekly message from the President of the United States.
Donald Trump.
Thank you. What a great week. Terrific week here in the office of the best president ever. Apart from the Democratic Congress girl who accused me of being insensitive to the grieving widow of one of our soldiers. Fake news, people. Lies. I phoned this poor lady, hot lady, to offer comfort in her hour of need, sad. But that's what he signed up for. As JFK, John Fried Kentucky, once tweeted, ask not what you can do for you, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, you know the story. Beautiful, beautiful line. Great guy, by the way. Hot wife, too. Big fan of mine. But the widow lady, she was so appreciative that I had called. I told her I would get her the support she needs most. Kitchen rolls. She's going to be doing a lot of weeping, believe me. There isn't an insensitive bone in my body. That's right, bone. Bone. Meantime, climate keeps changing. Who would have thought that? Hurricanes are everywhere. Even Ireland was hit by an ex-hurricane, ex-Hurricane Ophelia, and exes can hit very hard. Trust me. Have you seen Ivana at the other one's house? Exes are the worst. Believe me. And I love Ireland with their hot springs and their cute little singer Bjork. She's only 4.5. By the way, Fox News tells me Ireland is thinking of reducing its corporate tax rate to 8%. Bad mistake. If they do, the biggest, most beautiful hurricane ever, Hurricane Donald, will blow so hard there won't be an Apple or a Google left on any tree. It's true. It's true. God bless me, my beautiful wife, Melania, and the Confederacy of the United States. Thank you.
Yeah, hello, Deputy OD.
Yes, young caller. We in Fianna Fáil feel very strongly that the anomaly in calculating pensions for grave women's is the greatest injustice. It is high time someone called the government to account on this. And since Fianna Fáil is in opposition, we are putting the position into opposition. And as the minister himself said, it is bonkers.
Hello, the minister.
Well, thank you very much for quoting me, Deputy. But first of all, I want to say is that I only have a certain amount of money.
Let's count, Carl, if I might come in here, yeah?
You may not, Deputy MacDonald.
Whatever.
You may not. You're not on my list.
I merely want to lend my support.
Deputy.
And the support of Sinn Féin to Deputy OD's bill.
I only have a certain amount of money.
Look at your own bill, Mary Lou McGaden. We're according the government to account here.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
No.
And I commend the deputy on his bill.
You do not.
Especially since Fianna Fáil have been silent on homelessness, the mortgage crisis, Brexit.
We've been keeping our powder dry until a real crisis arose. Incidentally, we'd also like to put on the record that Fianna Fáil condemns Storm Ophelia in the strongest possible terms.
I'm only here because my broadband has been out since the storm.
Also, I'd like to condemn the poor attendance here today.
You could say you've done F all on any of the major issues, Deputy.
Order, Deputies, order.
I'd remind you, Deputy, that Sinn Féin has refused to go into government and accept their mandate. Some call them hurlers in the ditch. I go further and say snipers on the ditch. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, order. Yeah, but we're supporting your bill, Willie.
I don't want your support. We are the party of opposition.
Seems the only thing you're really opposed to is Sinn Féin. Yeah.
And pension anomalies and storms and kite sufferers and the vegetarian eggs and people are growing moustaches. Mine is not a moustache, it is a trademark.
On a point of order, the broadband has now been restored.
Oh, thank free.
I'm going on Netflix for the rest of the day.
I'm off as well.
Good luck.
Okay, then. I'm staying right here, alone, because I don't have a Netflix account. I only have a certain amount of money.
Happy Friday, Spinnies.
Leo.
Polly, Quentin, hope you weren't too badly affected by Ophelia.
OMG, Tisha, yeah. We had an awful time. Yeah. Our Wi-Fi went during our vital vlog about why Mayfair is the best Instagram filter.
Yeah. Juno is actually the best. But anyway, thanks for all your work, making me look good during the storms.
We had to get in touch with civil servants on a Sunday.
Wow. Yeah. And how did you...
We leaked a rumour that there was a quadruple overtime going, and they got in touch straight away.
Right. Uh-huh. So... how did I do this week?
Well, everyone loved your photos of you inspecting the damage.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. I was a bit worried, to be honest, about going to
Meath. No need to worry. We took down all the signs for Kilcock to make sure that photos of you couldn't be cropped in any embarrassing ways.
No, I actually meant Meath.
What?
I know it's Meath, but that's just what I call it. Meh.
You inspecting the damage? I mean, it looked like you really cared.
Amazeballs.
And that photo of you helping the ESB, totes mask, hashtag lumber Leo.
Yeah.
Still very demeaning that I have to do all this to ingratiate myself with the swamp donkeys.
Well,
you know, Bill Clinton called me a very impressive man this week,
yeah,
which is a massive compliment, even though he disgraced himself.
The Lewinsky scandal is almost forgotten by now.
I meant Clinton accepting an honorary doctorate from... DCU.
Yuck. Ugh.
I mean, it's nice to be popular, but
yeah,
I want to be loved.
Uh-huh.
What do I have to do?
Okay, so people loved Leo taking charge, so we thought about creating new emergencies for you to capitalise on.
Go on.
For exams, at Halloween, you have the issue of dangerous bonfires.
Excellent. Fireman costume photo op.
Yeah, totes mask and hashtag Leo for ladders.
Oh, but better not be seen to be putting out bonfires.
No?
Some povs actually need them to keep warm.
Oh.
Plus, I'm planning to cut the heating allowance in the next budget after the election.
Well, Black Friday is so popular now, you could declare an emergency and go in and do some crowd control near the toasters and Harvey Norman.
Hmm.
Think Australia.
Uh-huh.
Crocodile Dundee outfit.
We have been planning your first topless op for ages.
Australia. Ah, now that'll remind people where their children went to for a better life while I was Minister for Social Deprivation. I need a slick emergency.
Yeah.
Something that people care about and they'll love if I can solve.
We could declare an emergency about homelessness?
Yeah.
T-show?
Right. You know, maybe an honorary doctorate from DCU.
Yuck.
Wouldn't be so bad after all.
Yeah? Are you okay? Because you look a little...
I think I might have just got sick there slightly.
Oh.
Falcha go Big Jerry's Wine Cellar Monster Sale. Try our exclusive Chateau Chucky Arla Tour at only €30 a pop. Dark, rich, full with black and tannins and hidden body that's mellowing nicely. But enough about me. Seriously though, sure, what's €30 these days in real money? About £7.
Very good, Jerry.
Anyway, speaking of tannin, what's tickling your taste buds this week, Mary Lou?
Well, Jerry, it's hard to believe, but Jerry's sherry is still flying off the shelves.
Flying first class, of course.
It's our biggest hit now that the Provo Secco season has finished.
Oh, no mention hits, Mary Lou. But are you telling me there isn't even a Magnum or two left in stock?
We decommissioned the lot, Jerry. No, seriously, Jerry's sherry is definitely one to lay down. Syrupy with lovely wolf tones and notes of Northern Bank.
Sounds gorge.
Actually, it's a bit of an acquired taste. Plus, it's been on the shelf way too long.
And there you go.
Yeah.
So whether it's a screw cap or a kneecap you're looking for, when Ulster says vino, you can't beat Big Jerry's Wine Cellar, where our motto is
Armagnac in one hand
and a wine box in the other. Appellation once again.
Very good, Jerry.
Minister,
thank you
minister,
very much for coming to my press conference. I'm here to talk about the wretched repossessions because of the Tracker mortgage scandal. The Taoiseach's already said that he's run out of patience with the banks. And as everyone knows, when a doctor runs out of patience, then it's a real crisis. Thank you very much to Mimsy Lord for that little joke. Ha ha ha. But I am going to come down hard on the rogue operators in the only way we know how, by having a full, frank and long lunch with them. I will be meeting with KBC over a traditional Belgian lunch of moule frites, and as a protest against their shameful tracker mortgage policies, I will be refusing to eat my frites with mayonnaise, as is the Belgian tradition. I will also be discussing Poirot, as it's the only other thing anyone knows about Belgium. Following those discussions, I will set about my admonishing, which I have scheduled to finish just before dessert. And as extra punishment, I might even ask them to go Dutch with the bill. So never let it be said that this government isn't taking the tracker mortgage crisis seriously. Because I will also be having dinner with Bank of Ireland, AIB and EBS. And some banks will face the full wrath of the central bank that has hardly ever prosecuted anyone ever. That'll show them. And also the Gardaí,
who are now in our top 12 most corrupt institutions. But don't worry, there won't be any conflict of interest because the investigations will be funded by taxpayers, and that doesn't include the banks because they don't pay tax anymore and won't for 20 years. Boola bus, everyone, and remember, we may have been in power for nearly 7 years already, but everything is still Fianna Fáil's fault. By the way, to clear up some confusion, the normal everyday mortgages that everyone else is on might be 10 times the European Central Bank rate and 3 times what customers get charged elsewhere in the EU, but that's a perfectly legal rip-off, not a nasty illegal rip-off, which is entirely different.
Minister,
thank you
Minister,
very much for listening.
Minister,
we're backing Minister, brave,
Minister,
and I've no time for questions because I might miss the sommelier.
Yeah,
thank
Minister,
you.
Ah, bloody crocuses. Oh, hi, and welcome to me, Jobbo, still on gardening leave in Dorky until I join Morning Ireland, or Purgatory as it's known in the newsroom. Anyway, what's been happening this week? Well, Cork may be still underwater, but the big news in the Irish Times was that a tree had fallen against a house in Ranelagh. The paper of record indeed, provided the only things that need to be recorded are in Dublin 4 or 6. Of course, the main political news this week is the big Brexit summit, where the ashen-faced ghost of Theresa May will plead with Europe to try and stop Britain from sinking beneath the waves, even though the British are the ones that sunk it in the first place. What a bunch of chinless cretins. Meanwhile, we're left to deal with the omni-cluster uber-shambles hames that will be Northern Ireland. And who do we have representing our national interests? Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. You know, we used to send glorious utter shites to Europe to negotiate for us. Albert Reynolds, a man so sly that in one meeting he persuaded Europe to give us 3 times more money than they expected to. And Charles Haughey, a man so deep in butter and mistresses, even the French respected him. And who do we send now? A 38-year-old doctor who never practiced full-time, a sports minister that never played sport, and a minister for social protection that seems to have never met a poor person. The only person our PMs ever managed to beat in a debate is Simon Coveney, who would lose an argument with his own shoes. Great. I'm sure our interests will be well protected, provided our sole interest is photo opportunities on Leo's Twitter account. Right. That's it. I've had enough. There's an orange weather warning in operation, but my status is red only. Pinot Noir mainly. And that's the kind of storm that causes a blackout one can be proud of. The news has ended, people. Now go back to sleep.
Alan's cakes. Thank you very much.